Good morning and welcome to the Morning Mix. I'm John Burdick, sitting in for John Wells, and the lovely and talented Christy Dilloway is right across from me, making her debut back in the country.
I'm back!
She's back, people.
Took me a little bit longer than I thought it would, but...
She was on assignment in Peru, for those of you that didn't pay attention, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
I was on assignment for 2 weeks and had an emergency medical situation that delayed me for a further week, which we're going to talk about later in the show. So
it's going to be a fun-filled show.
I
was going to say Peruvian medical facts.
So. Peruvian medical facts as best as I can interpret them.
But
I speak a lot of Spanish, but you know, there's always that like 5-10% that you're not
about. I need to take out an organ.
Don't know a lot about medical organ Spanish. No.
Okay, so on today's Morning Mix, you're going to hear about Christy's adventures in the medical profession in Peru.
This is our special holiday show post 4th of July.
Yes.
I did not participate yesterday.
I participated for you.
You did. You did it fully, right? You did it doubly extra.
They gave me a megaphone, but I didn't use the megaphone. Hence, my voice sounds like this. I was screaming. Like, I had the megaphone, and we were... KBCW had a parade, float in the parade. And
KBCW we had our own parade,
really, is what we did. We had a float in the parade, and I was the caller, basically. I was trying to get the crowd all riled up for KBCW.
There's a lot of energy when you are in the parade.
Yes.
And there's points where you say to yourself, pace yourself. I got to get all the way to the park. But there's crowds lining the whole way, and so you just whoop it up. I've gotten to the park and just been like, oh, my God, I'm crashing. How do I get back?
When I got to the bottom of, yeah, when I got to Deer Valley Drive and Park Avenue, I was well exhausted. And my pregnant wife decided to walk with us, so I'm go for the trooper of my wife making it all the way.
Nice.
Anyway, let's get on to the whole show that we have. We have
lovely show.
We have an in-studio musical
guest today. I thought
it was
just you and me talking. Now, we want to welcome you listeners to The Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. And today's show, our musical guest is John Cheryl, who is, I was going to say new in town, but he's soon to be new in town.
Pre-new.
So this is a preview of local music. So
wait, say that again.
Soon to be new in town?
Soon preview? To be new, a preview of a
preview of local music.
Okay. Before the beginning of time.
Yes. Before music was invented.
So yeah. John's going to be with us throughout the hour, John Cheryl, as opposed to you, John Burdick. John Cheryl's going to be here as our musical guest throughout the hour. We're going to talk to Sophie Kohler from Park City Nursery about 9:15. They've got the annual garden party coming up. They've got, don't you just drive by the nursery all the time and think, oh, I need that and that and that and that.
I think I need to, start my garden.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And then we'll
do weekend events at the bottom of the hour so you know what else is going on this weekend. And at about 9:40, I'm going to tell you all about my Peruvian adventures and that medical emergency
adventure.
That led to a week delay for me getting back. Thanks for everyone covering for me in my absence.
Yeah, no problem, Christy. It was fun to find out you weren't going to be here based on a Facebook picture. So I can't wait to see this and hear more about it because Facebook only gives you so much,
right?
And so you're going to stay tuned for a fun-filled, power-packed show right here after we honor some of these underwriters. So stay tuned.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hi, this is Nina Totenberg from NPR in Washington, and I'm here to ask you please to support this station, KPCW.
All right, and we're back here on the Morning Mix. John, welcome to the studio. Welcome to Park City, soon to be. You're not quite here yet. You're like a hologram here in the studio.
That's right. A new technical invention. Thank you guys for having me.
You know, his website says that he's a singer from Charleston, South Carolina, a songwriter from Montana, a guitar player born in Texas, and he's setting up shop in Salt Lake City. Although I think you're telling me Park City, right?
To be honest, whichever
you're
place.
You're shopping.
Yes, I'm. Yeah. If you know anybody that's got a room for rent, my phone number is 555-555-555.
I always wondered, like, on the Brady Bunch and everything, why their phone numbers was always 555. I was like,
it's did you ever try? Because everybody tries it. When
of
you're
course,
a kid, I tried calling
course.
Those numbers all the time. It's like 867-5309. Everybody, they had to change their number because of that song.
I bet people pay for that number now.
Well, yeah. I think that at one point when I called it, when I was like, you know, shut it. So I called it, and there was a message on there like, don't call this number. What is it? I can't even remember the name of the girl.
That was Tommy Two Tone.
Yeah, but what was
it? My friend ran into him in a bar in Vegas, and I go, how did you know it was him? Like, you know that song, but do you know who that was?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Anyway.
No.
Tommy Two Tone.
Now we know. And now our listeners know. Thank you, Christy. Just throwing knowledge out there like crazy. But it wasn't there somebody who the song goes like, was it who? It wasn't
Jesse?
Ricky. Jesse? Somebody, some broken up girlfriend. That was the whole reason that he did the song was to mess with the ex-girlfriend by putting her number out into a song so that people would call her. At least that was the urban legend
at
the time.
That would be a good way to do it.
In the early 80s.
And your phone just blows up.
That's catty.
Anyway,
do you have anything catchy like 867-5309 in your
My numerology game isn't very strong, I have to admit. I don't have any numbers.
I didn't tell him we were going to talk about that on the show.
I didn't even know. It just happened.
Spontaneity.
So tell us about yourself and what you're doing and why you want to be here. And tell us about why you want to be like us. I'm totally joking.
Okay. Well, you're beautiful people. I want to be beautiful too. I'm living in Montana right now, or kind of in transition to down here. I was playing music in Charleston. I was fortunate enough to be able to do it full time. I want to keep doing that. But I got tired of the heat and humidity and a couple other things, and I just wanted to move back out west. And I like mountain sports. So there are too many cows and not enough people in Montana. Mm. So Salt Lake seems to be a place where I can get my mountain jollies off and play music. Is that the plan?
There you go.
So that's the transition to down here.
Nice. And you are, you've got a lot of gigs booked locally, so you're definitely
very fortunate.
Embracing the music scene here and being embraced. But you're still kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't found a place to live here yet. Been looking.
Are you doing
around.
The true musician thing? Then you get like a trailer or something that you're living out of while you're here.
Station wagon.
Station wagon.
Dodge right. Magnum.
Dodge. Wow, that's high living right there. For
oh
an artist,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
All know. Right. So if anyone wants a musician roommate, or in the guest house, they should.
Christy at kpcw.org.
Yeah.
You'll be his.
You can email me and I'll connect you guys.
You can find pictures of my dog on my Instagram.
Of course.
Her name's Gussie.
Dog.
She's a beautiful lab pit mix. I always feel like I should just say she's a lab mix, but
she's a lab pit mix.
Yeah. My dad says she's a lab that goes to the gym.
that's a good one.
Yeah, she's
keep that one.
Sounds like she'll fit right in Park City.
Yeah. Salt Lake is really dog friendly.
And Park City's
even now. It's called Bark City, actually, for some people.
Okay.
Actually. Well, what are you going to play for us?
I was thinking I kind of revamped a song of mine. It's about, it's called Who's Falling for Who. It's a song about when you're hanging out with somebody and then you kind of realize, oh, I got some feelings now. What's going on there?
All right.
I guess it started innocently, but don't take long at all to get up wrong and wrong with the right chemistry. Yeah. After the best, I blew out a kiss I thought was the last. But after 1, 2, 3 days passed, I'm wondering where my girl at. Yeah, I don't know who's falling for who? Things ain't do like I thought they do. I got feelings that I wasn't planning to. Maybe I'm falling for you. I don't know who's falling for who. Things ain't doing like I thought they do. I got feelings that I wasn't planning to. Maybe I'm falling for you, yeah. I was thinking I've been moving on. She got too close. But she makes easy time of helping me unwind like, yeah, all right now. Now it looks like some tables got me turned. This done and backfired on me like it come from a book. Blindsided by the girl with them sneaky good looks. I don't know who's falling for who. Things ain't doing like I thought they do. I got feelings that I wasn't planning to. Maybe I'm falling for you, yeah. I don't know who's falling for who. Things ain't doing like I thought they do. I got feelings that I wasn't planning to. Or maybe I'm falling for you, yeah. Oh, I don't know who's wrong for who. Things ain't doing like I thought they'd do. I got feelings that I wasn't planning to. Well, maybe I'm falling for you. I don't know who's falling for who. Things ain't doing like I thought they'd do. I got feelings that I wasn't planning to. Maybe I'm falling for you. I don't know who's falling for who. Things ain't doing like I thought they do. I got feelings and I'm not. Maybe I'm falling for you.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Do you love music as much as I do? Hi, I'm Christy Dillaway, music consultant to KPCW and a groupie for Great Grooves. I listen to music all the time, looking for the best new tracks for you, adding them to the KPCW playlist to debut as fresh tracks on Fridays. When you hear a fresh track, let me know. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Should it stay or should it go? Post a comment on the KPCW Radio Facebook page, hashtag fresh tracks, or email Christy at kpcw.org. Together, we'll keep the KPCW playlist fresh.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Our next guest is Sophie Kohler. She is the owner of the Park City Nursery. We've asked her in to talk about, among other things, the annual garden party, which is coming up next week, July 13th. Refreshments, free potting and beekeeping workshops, and live music. Such a fun place for an event. Welcome, Sophie.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Welcome. I love that you're doing all these events at the nursery. So it's not just the place that I have to wander around and want everything. It's a place that I can go and like learn and do and socialize.
Definitely. Yeah, we're encouraging it more and more.
And creative events. I went to a mushroom awareness or cooking class or something.
Mushroom awareness class?
It was mushroom awareness. It talks about lots of kinds of mushrooms.
There are mushrooms growing.
We sampled mushrooms too.
Anyway, you have lots of fun things that go on there. Oh, and at Christmas time, you did the reindeer and the live manger.
You had a live manger?
We do it for one day around the Christmas holiday.
How crazy is that?
Bring in a little petting zoo, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did all the animals get along? What do you have to...
Absolutely, yeah. There was one maybe a little slightly snarky camel, but mostly it was just facial expression.
Slightly snarky
camels are snarky.
Yeah, I've heard that about them. They got a really bad reputation. Did you get spit on by the camel?
Yeah, I think there was some drool.
Yes. They say that's good luck.
Yes.
It's always good luck when
it's
something
good
gross
luck.
Happens.
Exactly.
So tell us about the annual garden party.
Sure. Well, first I'll say that this community is just so inviting for gathering and getting together. So I think some local groups have definitely been reaching out over the last couple of years saying, hey, can we hold our meeting in the nursery? So I think that helped kind of kick it off and say, hey, people want to be here. Let's advertise that we're sort of open and welcoming that. So, for example, we have the PC Women in Business coming to the nursery for their second annual meeting.
That's next Tuesday.
On Tuesday evening, yeah, 6 to 8. Element Catering will be providing food, and the theme they told me was suitably grow. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And then the next one after that is our annual garden party, which is just a big summer bash that we throw in peak season when the nursery is full of color and the stream is flowing and things are starting to pop up in your gardens too, and it's warm out at night. And we just invite everyone to come in. We, from 3 to 7, we'll be having discounts and workshops. So at 3, we kick off with a complimentary potting workshop. We have a beekeeping talk or workshop at 4 with local Jules Kaufman Engel from the community garden. So beekeeping enthusiasts of all levels, please come check it out. Then we have Utah Conservatory bands jamming out in the middle of the garden throughout the evening. And we have refreshments, bites. This year we have Freshie's Lobster Truck rolling in. That part won't be complimentary, so bring a few bucks to grab a tasty lobster roll. And we'll see what else people get up to. But usually it's a really great night. And, it is open and free to the community.
So we have quite the challenging growing season here in Park City. Would you say that's a correct statement?
Unfortunately so.
Okay, so I was talking to friends here, and everybody's like, do I pull in my tomatoes last week? I mean, like, this, we're talking about May this year, which was incredibly weird, right? And it's like 1 week that the tomatoes are in, they're out, they're in, they're out, they're in, they're out. Well, if you just wait to plant them, you're really out of luck, because then your season,
you're never
going to get them, right? Because I've had that. I did it 1 year where I stopped, you know, I didn't plant until later, and the next thing I know, I had like 4 tomatoes. I had 4 tomatoes the entire year.
In October.
Once the farmers markets became consistent, I was like, okay, growing tomatoes is a novelty project. You can just go buy farmer tomatoes.
And there are some things that you can do, not that we like to follow rules around here, but there are some things that you can do to protect your veggies, which are so tender. And yeah, it is devastating. This year, we beat, the weather beat us in our own conservative rule, which is usually after Father's Day or June 20th. And we had hail and snow after that this year.
Oh, see, I was away. I'm glad I missed that.
You missed the hail.
I was playing a gig with Shannon when one of those hailstorms happened.
Wow. Outside?
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
welcome
inside.
To Park City Gray.
It was inside hailing.
I mean,
that's how bad it was.
Okay, it still could have been hailing, and he could have been having a gig, and he could have seen the hail coming down outside. Justin?
Well, you know, as you say that we have a challenging growing climate, like I'm a member of National Arbor Day Foundation, and they always send me the tree book and say, you're in zone 5, these things can grow there. And I'm like, no I'm not. And we have all these microclimates here too, right?
Like, yeah, we have all these little microclimates right here in Park City. So based on your altitude and your wind and your exposure, we have several different. The first thing we ask when someone new comes to the nursery is, where do you live? What's your neighborhood? And we're not
like
trying
exactly
to be weird.
Exactly, where do you live?
Yeah. We want to know, what is going to have the wind tolerance and what's going to be able to handle it.
So like, if you do that question and you've got like 2 people, so what are certain things that do really well in, say, Pinebrook, but they can't possibly grow over in Prospector? Like, is there like 1 or 2 things where people are like, yeah, I want to grow these?
I think it's probably the reverse of that.
Yeah, I would say it's the reverse of that too.
What does grow in Prospector doesn't grow in Pinebrook.
Meadows is a friendlier place for sure. Pine Brook, there's a lot of critters eating at your flowers and your trees even. So
big
if you
critters,
come in,
you mean like moose? Like
or porcupine.
Wow.
So if you come in and we tell you that your best bet is to plant a Siberian pea shrub, you know you live in a pretty bad microclimate.
Siberian.
Ooh, I'm writing that down. I need me a Siberian pea shrub.
That's your only option.
Do I get peas out of it?
You get some, little pods and some yellow blossoms.
Can I eat them?
No.
Now, what about the voles this year?
Oh, no. The voles were wicked, and that's because of our long, long winter. They mate and propagate underneath the snow.
No.
So they had a longer mating period.
So they just kept mating.
Mm. It was like 1969 for the voles this year.
Mm. Winter of love.
The vole winter of love. You gotta write that song. Okay. give me
we're
a deep bass line on that one.
Vole love.
So what do I do about my voles?
So it can be a pretty long, I think you know, you have to just calm down and can't get too upset because there's not that much you can do. But there are some things that you can do to help your grass and your turf and your plants look better. You can throw down a natural fertilizer in early season or late season, one that they actually don't like, so it's going to help your grass and keep the voles away, is Milorganite. So we do always recommend that. And then there are some various kinds of repellents at different levels of strength that you can try too. So we do have some liquid fence and things that are natural that you can spray around to areas that you don't want them to get to. And I say particular areas because if you spray it everywhere, they're not going to completely leave. But if you want to keep them away from a certain new flower bed or tree, you can definitely try to use that. And then there are some more intense repellents that can really be a poison. So I definitely don't recommend that if you've got animals or anything like that around or neighbors with animals.
I had a gross yet somewhat satisfying experience. I was away for 3 weeks. And of course, I came home. My lawn was like
gone,
needed some help. So I fire up the lawnmower and hit the lawn and something moved and then was gone.
Oh, no.
So that vole had been very comfortable with this lack of any attention for 3 weeks. And it just went into many pieces very quickly. So it was somewhat satisfying, somewhat gross.
Thanks. So you are now a vole destroyer. You're gonna.
I was like, tell your friends.
She's back.
So you got a baby.
She's back with the lawnmower. Yeah, I have a barn cat. So I similarly have some somewhat satisfying, somewhat disgusting deliveries on my back doorstep.
Because the cat wants to share, right?
Yeah, she's just bringing home the bacon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I need some. Maybe I can borrow your barn cat for a day or so.
Sure. Yeah, that I also do recommend, you know, dogs and cats can definitely help.
Cool.
I'm seeing a business here. I am seeing a
rent a barn cat.
Rent a cat. Vole destroyer.
Long leash. Now, when we go to the nursery and we think, oh, God, I want that, I want that, I want that. Is there anything we need to be thinking about like when to plant certain things or is it too hot? Is it too cold?
We try to make it easy for you and have what's blooming in the nursery when it's blooming.
Ah.
So we have the early season perennials up to bat. When you come in June, we'll have the mid season things blooming in July and the late season things later on in the season. So certainly when you come in, we'll try to have what's going to look beautiful now. If you have anything like that you want for next year that already bloomed, we can probably get that for you too.
Nice. And should you plant early in the morning or in the evening, or what makes the easiest transition for that potted plant to go into my garden?
I mean, it's whenever you're comfortable. So sometimes the soil is looser after a watering. So if you know your watering schedule, you can go and dig your holes after a water and that will be better for you. But I mean, whenever you have time is when you can do it and just give your new planting lots of fresh water afterwards.
Wow.
Speaking of watering, so I just turned on my sprinklers.
Just now.
Yeah, well, I was gone. Yeah, okay. And it was snowing and raining.
Uh-oh. Hailing.
Did voles die in the story?
No voles were hurt in this story.
I drowned.
But as I walked around, you know, you have to check all the
sprinkler heads.
Yeah, it's a cold process. No matter what, you get wet and cold, and you're back and forth through the garage. Gosh, things just break or become misplaced or whatever over the winter. It's a whole issue every year.
Every year.
Is it for everybody? Is it not just me? Right.
No, I mean, we have a massive irrigation system at the nursery, and it takes weeks to get it back up and running, and replacing parts is a large investment. So, no,
those
sorry,
are,
I don't have an easy answer.
Those sprinkler heads are expensive.
Oh, my God, I've spent so much time.
And then, yeah, you got to troubleshoot all of them.
And then I spend a lot of time, and then I hire people, and then I still have problems, and then I...
So this is, she's not unique in her challenges here.
My foibles.
No, unfortunately not. I mean, you could probably do some wrapping and covering and marking for yourself, and maybe that would help deter a moose from stepping on it. That's something that we have happen at the nursery.
I did have moose in that area this year.
See? They like those sprinkler heads. That's
right.
A nice crunchy thing for them to step on.
Yeah. Could have been. Huh. Okay.
And then just, you know, some takedown at the end of the season. If
just you get them blown out, right? You have to.
I get them blown out. Yeah. Okay. So what's takedown?
So if you have drip lines or anything like that that could get weathered poorly or askewed, you could pull those.
Ah, yeah. That's on my list. All right.
I can put it on your list. Excellent. Right now, what's blooming in the garden there that everybody has to plant?
I can't get away from how beautiful the lupin and poppies are right now.
Nice. My poppies are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Those things take up a lot of space.
Poppies?
Yeah. They
mound.
I mean, the flowers, not that big, but the leaf mound. Yeah. They take up a lot. I've been thinking about moving them. Can I move them?
Yeah, you could move them. You could transplant them for sure.
Let's say I had a deck garden. What would be the ideal thing for me to plant right now?
So yeah, the deck garden is probably the easiest garden in Park City. You just pop
unless
in.
You're me, and then I can't.
You can do it.
I can do this.
I am gonna say everything needs water.
Crazy concept.
So
plants 101.
Yeah, that's the number one failure is if something.
Okay, I'll tell you that is not the truth. I am a succubus or succulus that
succulent.
I've watered. Yeah, that one too. Mm-hmm. And I have watered that sucker and it keeps just falling apart on me.
Too much water.
Okay, too much water. Yeah.
Okay, see, so there's a caveat there.
That's true. Not everything. You're right. Not cactuses.
Does hail count?
Does what?
Hail count? Water.
You want the rain and the hail to count, but it just doesn't because if you think about enough of those droplets getting into your little pot, it's not happening. So it definitely helps with the things that are in a flower bed, like a tree or perennials, and the whole system gets saturated, but not with the little pots.
Because the pots dry out pretty much.
Exactly.
They've got so much surface area. So, you know what I always think are good? Petunias.
Ah, petunias.
They keep blooming. They smell good. Some people think they're kind of cheap, but they come in every color. And they're
just fun to say. Petunia.
There you go.
It's got like a musical name.
If you're
name.
Looking for baby names, Petunia's cute.
No, I am not going to name my child Petunia.
Yeah, but definitely annuals. They'll keep blooming for you all summer long on your deck. So I recommend coming by, checking it out. We'll give you some recommendations.
I love it.
Do you not have a garden on your deck yet?
Okay, so did I mention the whole May thing and I was going to plant and then I didn't plant? Uh-huh, and then I haven't done anything yet.
It's not too late.
Thank you.
Get a pot, throw a bunch of stuff in there. You're good to go.
Excellent.
Thank goodness there's a potting workshop at the annual garden party at the Park City Nursery on July 13th.
And where would that be located, Christy?
That's on Highway 224.
Right there.
4459 Highway 224.
And the time is from 3 to 6.
3 to 7.
3-7.
Mm-hmm.
And when is that? What day?
July 13th.
That's coming up.
Who did you say? Oh, the music is the
It's bands from the Utah Conservatory. Yeah.
That's right across the street.
Mm-hmm, right across the street.
So it's like a family affair going on right there.
Definitely. Everyone's invited. The neighborhood, you'll be hearing the bands rocking out whether you like it or not.
So you may as well come down.
So you might as well walk on down.
Awesome. Excellent. And what do you have any other events coming up? You do that plein air painting sometimes.
Yeah, we did the paint out in June. So that already happened. That was awesome. I think we'll probably make that an annual event too and do it again next year. If we are doing private events at the nursery too. So if you've ever considered a casual dinner or brunch outside, come talk to me about having it at the nursery.
Very clever. I love it.
Excellent.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great growing season and party. Yes. And you need your Vol the Destroyer outfit. You need it. This is what you're going to do for Halloween this year.
This sounds like a good party
during Halloween.
You are going to be Vol the Destroyer. And you're like one major Vol with I don't know,
Or a Vol Scarecrow.
A Vol Scarecrow. All right, we're going to be right back with some events right after these messages, so stay tuned.
This is Earl Foote with Nexus IT Consultants, proudly supports KPCW and other local nonprofit organizations since 1998. Nexus IT contributes off-lease computers and IT equipment to nonprofit organizations throughout communities in Utah. More information, 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Hi, this is Bob Richer, chairperson of the KPCW Board of Trustees. We created the Broadcasters Club, and thanks to you, it's been a terrific success. We continue to strive to enhance our local news coverage, provide informative community-based journalism, and serve as your voice of the Wasatch Back. KPCW plays a special role in defining the place we all love. Thanks for your help and support.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 30. Or Jennifer at kpcw.org.
And it's time for weekend events. Now, I can't take advantage of this, but maybe you, the listener, can. Montage Deer Valley is offering a free 60-minute guided meditation and yoga session each Friday morning between now and mid-August at 9 a.m. on the mountain lawn. All levels of participants are welcome, and all ages, too. RSVPs are encouraged as space is limited.
And guided walking tours of Main Street are back for the summer. So you can, they're offered by the Park City Museum every Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., weather permitting, of course. And the cost is just $7, and you can sign up in advance or show up at 1:45 and join the tour if it isn't already full. Wow your friends and visitors by getting to know your Park City history with a walking tour on historic Main Street.
A Chorus Line opens tonight at Egyptian Theater. This well-loved musical about 17 aspiring dancers vying for their own spot in the Chorus Line won multiple Tony Awards in its original run in 1976 and in its revival in 2007. Shows are Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 6 from this weekend through July 21st.
And the Oakley Rodeo continues tonight and tomorrow. For those lucky enough to have their advanced purchase tickets, the rodeo includes bucking broncos, raging bulls, and cowboys and cowgirls, and rodeo queens at the Oakley Rodeo Grounds.
And Utah Symphony is performing tonight at Deer Valley Music Festival in a patriotic celebration featuring Broadway's Hugh Panaro.
We have High Valley Arts presenting a Cinderella on their outdoor stage in Midway, and they invite you to bring lawn chairs and a picnic dinner to this show, which runs tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and plus Monday, Wednesday through Saturday next week, 400 West, 250 South in Midway.
For live music tonight, here are some of your options. Rick Gerber is solo at Legends at Park City Mountain. Mr. Sister Trio is on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Bad Feather is performing at the New Cabin location, which is just uphill from Park City Live in their downstairs concert hall. Blue Divide is at the Spur. Robert Barkow is at Hotel Park City. Roots and Boots 90s Electric Showdown is at DeJoria Center in Camas. And Will Baxter Band is at the Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa.
For Saturday's adventures, will it be a big yard sale day tomorrow? Listen to the Classified Show from 7 to 9 a.m. to find out what's going on the Park City gray economy for repurposing and reusing previously loved items.
Flying Ace All-Star shows are back at Utah Olympic Park. The high-flying action takes place every Saturday and Sunday through September 1st at the Spence Eccles Olympic Freestyle Pool at UOP.
And the National Ability Center is offering a rafting trip for families with one or more members with autism on the autism spectrum. If this is something that you didn't know about but appeals to you and your family, speak with the NAC about upcoming events and how you can get involved in their programs.
Utah Symphony at Deer Valley is performing Bravo Broadway, Life is a Cabaret, performing hits from the shows Chicago, Cabaret, New York, New York, Hairspray, Les Mis, Mamma Mia, Cats, and more.
A live show, for live music on Saturday, you have New Orleans Suspects at the Canyons Village with a free show at 6 p.m. DJ Brandy Cyrus is at the Cabin. Electric Moose Band is at the Park City Mountain Day Deck.
Payday Deck.
Payday Deck, sorry. I was like, the Day Deck? All right, at 3 o'clock, that's at the Payday Deck at 3 o'clock. Mr. Sister Trio at the Cabin. At Silver Star Cafe. The Whiskey Rebellion is at the Spur. Cactus Cola on the rooftop at the Boneyard. And Drew and Lacey are on their lawn at the Homestead in Midway for the summer concert series.
That's it for Saturday. Sunday, Summit Land Conservancy is doing one of their Hops Hunter hikes. at the Virginia Mining Claim, which we probably all need to be pointed to. They ask you to meet at the Ontario Drain Number 3 dirt parking lot on Upper Marsac, which is 0.6 miles up from the roundabout, to join this guided hike to explore the Virginia Mining Claims and the Ontario Drain Tunnel. Plus, they're going to check on their wild hops that are growing in that area.
Wow. Park Silly Sunday is this Sunday. It's back on Lower Main Street. It's a free, eco-friendly, open-air market and street festival. Runs most Sundays of the summer from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Paid parking prices accelerate to $5 an hour for those. So take the bus, take your bike, walk, and come to Main Street for a Silly Sunday.
Music at the market includes Dr. Bob and Sundog Sky playing on the main stage. Park City's Beethoven Festival has a performance Sunday night at the Temple Har Shalom, beginning with a social at 4:30, followed by their classical concert.
Park City Institute presents Grammy-nominated Brothers Osborne at the Eccles Center. They've been climbing the country charts and collecting country music awards and American Country Music Awards on their way to their first visit to our great town.
Other live music in town on Sunday includes Sophia Dion at Legends at Park City Mountain Resort, Lost in Bourbon at Billy Blanco's at Quarry Village, and The Proper Way on the rooftop at Boneyard, and Patrick Ryan at The Spur. And today is Friday, which
fresh
means
tracks.
It's fresh tracks. Fresh. And if you have trouble tuning in at the beginning of the hour when that fresh track debuts, you can always go on our website,
yep.
Click on the fresh tracks icon, the big graphic, and that will lead you to the list of all the songs that are loaded this week, last week, every week. Or you can click onto our Spotify playlist and you can listen to them.
There's a click through right there. So today's... after the first song plays today at 10 o'clock, it's at the top of every hour for music. Just go through our website, get a list of the songs that you like, and then you can click through there to listen to the whole playlist that Christy, our music guru, has put together for your listening pleasure. But it's more fun to just listen to the DJs, and they have some interesting tidbits about the bands that you're about to listen to. So it makes for an entire... You just sound cool if you've listened to Fresh Track Friday.
And as always, we want to hear your feedback. So let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of. We are back in the studio with John Sherrill, our musical guest.
Boop-a-doo. Hey.
Hey.
Boop-a-doo. I don't get that a lot. So, John, your first song, funky and syncopated. And is that your style? Is that?
I guess sometimes.
I loved it.
Thank you.
And if listeners missed it, then they can always go back and listen to our podcast or go on the website and check the archive show.
This whole show will be archived within the hour after us being on air.
Well, let's get right back into what you're going to play next.
Sure. I think I'll play a song not syncopated called Surprise. I've bounced around a bit, not as much as some, but more than others. I wrote this song when I was moving from Montana to South Carolina. Going through a lot of changes, and I kind of feel for myself. Some of the best stuff that's happened to me has been a surprise. I didn't see it coming, and it's just like, oh, well, that was better than I could have anticipated. So this song is kind of about recognizing that. It's called Surprise. Sitting in the back room, the house I don't know, with empty old bottles of wine. A ghost comes in to tell me good luck with what's to come, and a hung loose one becomes a goodbye. Waiting for the future to tell me what's next, waiting for the past to tell me why. Oh, I wanna know what will be, but it just makes God laugh, yeah, 'cause he only seems to deal in surprise. Yeah, come on, surprise. Come on, surprise. Come on, surprise me. Ooh, ain't nothing wrong with getting just what you want, yeah, but I always prefer a surprise. Thank you. last day in Montana, first day on the road. New is old, was life be death of mine? Glaciers melt behind me, and oceans rise ahead. And somewhere in between, I'm alive. Waiting for the future to tell me what's next. Waiting for the past to tell me why. Oh, I don't wanna know what will be, but it just makes God laugh, yeah. Cause he only seems to deal in surprise. Oh, come on, surprise. Come on, surprise. Come on, surprise me. Life isn't known for being just what you want, yeah. But I believe the best is always surprise. These planes, they span forever, put eternities to rest. But somehow I've been across them many times. America, I love you, and I hope you love me too. I love this world and I will win or die. Waiting for the future to tell me what's next. Waiting for the past to tell me why. All I wanna know what will be, but it just makes God laugh, yeah. Cause he only seems to deal in surprise. Yeah, come on, surprise. Come on, surprise. Oh, come on, surprise me. Never been too good at getting just what I want, yeah. But I've always been good with surprise.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com, San Francisco Design, love your home.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Mix. I'm John Burdick, sitting in for JW today. Who's on assignment?
On assignment. And speaking of Christy Dillaway, who was, I was on assignment in Peru.
You got assigned to Peru, which is where I spent my honeymoon. So
exactly. We have much excited. To share.
Yes.
So we were, this is the medical emergency story.
Yes.
That I'm sure everyone's waiting for. I'm sure you've been wondering.
I have been wondering because I saw the picture and I can't believe it.
Right. So, I went with my son, Shay, who just turned 17. Happy birthday.
Yay.
And we had spent our full 2 weeks, and it was Tuesday morning last week. We were supposed to come home Tuesday night, and he had been having stomach aches, which, you know, you're in Peru and you're eating different foods and stuff. And
guinea pig? Did you have any guinea pig?
He never quite got to that. Okay. He would have, but
it's a delicacy in Peru. It's not that I
have no problem with
up.
People yeah. eating guinea pig, but he, well, he'd thrown up unfortunately on the Nazca flights, we flew over the Nazca lines.
Okay.
You know the Nazca lines, which are
etched like,
into the desert yep. in on the coastline. And people didn't know modern day people didn't know they were there until air flight came around. So early in the last century, someone's flying over the desert and was like, oh my God, that looks like a monkey. Oh my God, that looks like a spider. Oh my. Anyway, so you fly over the lines and it's like an 8-passenger plane and you dip the wing on the right side so everyone on the right side can see that one glyph, and then you go a little bit around, turn around, and then you dip the other wing. So you're dipping your wings on both sides, and woman behind
like
me started throwing up, and then Shay started throwing up, and I feel bad for him, and he didn't really recover and had some stomachache problems. But we got some pills from the pharmacy, and he was doing okay. And we did climb Machu Picchu twice, and we...
Did you come in through the Sun Gate?
No. But we did climb the Machu Picchu mountain, which is not the one when you're looking at that quintessential picture of Machu Picchu and the Tall Mountain behind it. That was sold out, although I did that 19 years ago. But it's the other direction, and it's like a two-hour grind uphill on uneven stairs. It's pretty much stairs the whole way up. They're uneven, and they're not evenly spaced, and they're old, you know. So it's anyway, it's
old.
It's a tough climb. Like, it's not like your Stairmaster at the gym where it's like consistent.
It's
and
like
you don't
700
have to look.
AD or something like that. Isn't that when they were built?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
But anyway, so we'd done all that. We're back in Cusco, and we had a great time. We went to see Inti Raymi, which is the festival when the Inca would welcome the sun god back from the northern hemisphere because it's winter down there.
Yep.
And so they'd call Inti, the sun god, come back, please. You know, we welcome you. And so there's this huge reenactment of that, and everyone's in their costume. And anyway, so we'd done all that. It was excellent. So it's the day we're going to come home. But he was throwing up all night. And a bad mom, I didn't realize that I slept through it. And when I woke up the morning, he was like, I've been throwing up all night. I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. So I go to the pharmacy and try to get him something else. But he was like, I might need to see a doctor. And there's a lot. It's not that easy, you know, like, okay, we got to find where to go. I speak Spanish, but, you know, we're delving into a realm that I'm not so sure about what we're doing. We had internet access while at the hotel, so I'm Googling, you know, medical clinics in Cusco. And thankfully, we're in a large city that has a lot, and where it's an epicenter of tourism for Peru. So there's plenty of options, you know, that you can find. And Google exists now, so you can Google these things. When I was a solo traveler many, many years ago, there was no internet. There was no Googling. But anyway, so I'm kind of looking things up. I can read reviews. And I also wrote down his list of symptoms. Like, let's get this clear, and let me look up the words I don't know. Like,
sure, get prepared.
Constipation. I don't know that word in Spanish.
Well, what is it in Spanish?
Estreñado.
Of course. Now we all know.
There you go.
Estreñado.
And I was pretty sure I knew liver, but I wasn't, you know, let's make sure I got this down before we get off the internet. Because I don't have Wi-Fi access like you do here constantly with your phone. T-Mobile isn't strong
everywhere.
In Peru. Not a good reception there. Anyway.
You're saying that there's some salespeople should get out to Peru to really work in that market?
So anyway, we kind of put it off, and I'm like, you know, we got to get in a taxi. We got to go somewhere. Let's decide if you really want to do this. But he's starting to feel like there's no way I can do this flight tonight, you know, from Cusco to Lima, and then like a 4 or 5 hour layover in the airport.
In
and then we were flying Lima to El Salvador for a quick plane change, and then El Salvador to LA, and then LA to Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is a journey.
This is like 6 hours.
And he's not feeling well. Yeah. So eventually, about 11 a.m., he's like, I need to see a doctor. So we get in the taxi. We go. I'm like, I'm going to pick the closest place. And we go to this clinic, SEMA, that now I understand specializes in high altitude
sickness.
Yeah, because they've got that chamber.
The air chamber.
The pod thing that you get into. Yeah.
The boy in the bubble stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of probably the most likely thing people, visitors in Cusco complain about. So we go there, and this is an example of, you know, when you Google your symptoms.
I don't do this often, but my wife
and
does.
And you read these worst case scenarios.
Uh-huh.
And if you ever tell your doctor that, they get mad. They're kind of like, don't Google your symptoms. Well, when we Googled his symptoms, it could have been his appendix. And your appendix, when it goes bad, ruptures, and it's deadly.
Uh-huh.
And it's fast. And so it was like, okay, let's go check this out. So turns out it was his appendix.
Ooh.
And when they called in a surgeon who came to see him at the clinic as well, and he did these tests, and he turns to me quite solemnly and is like, this is really serious. Now, thankfully, because I'd already Googled it, I kind of already knew that. So I was somewhat prepared when he said, this is really serious. He needs surgery. Like, that would have been a tough one. You know, when I'm like, no, we got a flight in 4 hours.
Yeah, no,
but I'm
no,
like,
we'll just hold it in.
Instead, I'm like, yeah, I think he needs a surgery. And Shay was like, yeah, I need surgery. So they get him in. I mean, it seemed like it took hours, but like, they've got to book a surgery room. They've got to book the anesthesiologist. They got to book all this stuff. And wheeled him in and pulled his appendix out. And interestingly, the doctor had said to me, I'm going to come we had to go to a different location.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah, where they transferred him and then wheeled him into the surgery, and the surgeon said, "I'm going to come get you in 15 minutes so you can watch." That's what I thought he said. This is all in Spanish. Again, my Spanish is great, but you know,
it's definitely being
he used the word ver, to see or to watch. Yeah. So 15 minutes later, they come and they get me, and they put me in the gown and the head thing, and you know, covered my hair and my shoes and the mask. And I stood behind the surgeon, and he showed me, it was laparoscopic. So he shows me on the monitor, here's the colon, here's the appendix, here's the brown part. This is necrosis. He kept using the word necrosis a lot.
Okay.
Here's where it started to leak. It hasn't fully ruptured, but it's starting to. This is why we're taking it out. I think he needed my approval to remove an organ. And it was nice to
be there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was that I felt like, hey, I'm not a doctor. You're not asking me to decide, right?
I don't have to get in there right now, take that thing out myself.
I mean, we're going on your opinion, right? But anyway, so then they sent me out, and I waited out in the lobby or whatever. And then, funny, when he came out of surgery, the surgeon came out with this baggie with the appendix in it. And
that was
showed
the picture
it to me,
I saw, and I was like, Christy's not coming in to work tomorrow.
And I was like, I had never seen a out-of-body organ, right? And in a baggie with fluid.
With fluid.
And I'm like, can I take a picture of that? And so that's what I posted on Facebook. And it was a crazy-looking organ, which I think it was a little off scale. But anyway, so we had to be delayed for a week because after abdominal surgery,
you can't fly.
You can't fly because they don't want your abdominal cavity to blow up at cabin pressure. So it was another week in Peru and many more adventures to tell from there.
To make you feel a little bit better, when I had my appendix out when I was 12, I did the same thing. I came to my mom, and she's like, mine didn't get anywhere close to that, and the size of yours, I'm sure mine wasn't that big. But mom didn't believe me at first. She's like, it's just a stomachache. And I was playing soccer at the time, and she's just like, get back in that game. And I'm like, what? Mom, my stomach really hurts. She's like, no, get back in and finish the game. So I finished the game, and I was like sweating, and like I was throwing up like in between. So I don't play very much soccer anymore. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Do you have a soccer song you can close us out with?
No soccer songs.
Appendix songs?
No appendix songs.
No appendage songs?
Nothing.
Well, we're going to honor one more underwriter, and then we are going to, if you would be so kind, John, as to close out the show for us today.
My pleasure.
That would be great. Give us 1 second here. We're going to honor an underwriter and be right back with our live musical guest that's going to make up a song about appendix.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. We've got time for just one more song from John Sherrill, our musical guest.
Okay, well, I'll play a quickie.
Yeah.
Right? It's called Alpenglow.
Or something nice.
Of his song. Alpenglow, how I miss you so. Be for me. More than memory. Don't look again. Where my song begins. Amber snow. Cover me once more. Alpenglow, how I need you so. And so thin, yeah, let me breathe you in. Light and life,
day and night. Passing side, come and fill my life.
All right, you've been listening to The Morning Mix here on KPCW. Thanks, John. And NPR is up next. And then listen for the first fresh track.